Without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you, the king of copy, the prince of print, the greatest copyright of all time, Mr. Gary Halbert. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to, I want to read two letters to you. I start my seminars this way, and both of these letters are written to your mother. What I have everybody do is I give everybody two first-class stamps, two number 10 envelopes. I have them write the address in the upper left-hand corner of the envelope. And for anybody that's really a novice out there, that's the corner. We call that the corner card of the envelope. And I have them add one additional thing, which is the date and the day, because I never want them to forget this. And then I have the address to the mother, but to their own address. And then I have them write, handwrite, two letters to their mother. And I'm going to read to you the first letter. Dear Mom, I'm very busy right now, and I don't have time to call, so that's why I'm writing you this letter. You know, Mom, not only are you responsible for my very existence, you are also the nourishment that has made my life sparkle. I'm under a lot of stress right now, and for some reason, I started thinking about you. It has occurred to me maybe I haven't let you know recently how much I appreciate you and how much I love you. I especially like remembering you, and then I have them fill in something special, like on my 18th birthday when you gave me that gold Rolex watch or whatever it was. Anyway, I'm going to make it a point to see you just as soon as I can, and then you sign love and your name. I have them fold that up, put it in the envelope, put a stamp on the envelope, and seal it. Then we do it all over again with the second envelope. And they write their name at the top of the envelope and the corner card. And below that, they write the date and they write the time, which will be just a few minutes later. They address the envelope once again to their mom, to their home. And then they send me, they write another letter to their mom. This time it says, Dear Mom, if I weren't such a long way from home, I probably wouldn't have the guts to tell you this. But the following has been true ever since I was born. You have made my life a living hell. Every person I know has a mother that is superior to you in every positive way imaginable. You are nothing more than a wrinkled up old and as far as I'm concerned, the biggest. So just in case your low IQ keeps you from understanding what I'm trying to say, let me make it perfectly clear, ... and then we have a subhead. Please don't call or write me. I have no inclination whatsoever to communicate with you ever again. Reluctantly, your son or daughter, you sign your name, and then it says, P.S., Dad sucks too. I'm going to assume that most of you are smart enough to realize that there would be a dramatic difference in the reaction of your mother depending on which of those letters she got. And then I would ask all of the attendees, and I'm going to ask you, what is the difference in the cost between the two envelopes? Virtually none. What is the difference in the energy that it took you to address the two envelopes? Virtually none. What is the difference in the amount of postage you paid to mail those two envelopes? Virtually none. What is the difference in the cost of the sheet of paper upon which you wrote the letter? Virtually none. What is the difference in energy and time it took you to write that letter? Virtually none. All right? And yet, one of those letters would have created a great, warm, bonding feeling, and another one would have caused despair and a great deal of grief and unhappiness. And what was the difference? There was only one difference in the world. And that's the words on a piece of paper. There is nothing in the world that is stronger than the words on a piece of paper. The written word is the strongest, most source of power in the entire universe.
Created using Powtoon.